Welcome to today's episode of The Power of Reinvention. I'm Kathy Sharp-Ross, and we're here to talk with my guests about the dreams, the visions, and the passions that individuals have every day and dare to explore them. Whether it's business or personal, you're entitled to live the life that you want, and no matter the circumstances, you have the power to create success, fulfill your dreams, and live with passion. That's what I'm talking about. So dare greatly and happy reinventing, folks. Let's do this. Hi, this is Kathy Sharp-Ross, and today's episode of The Power of Reinvention is just a special moment. It's a moment in time as we contemplate what our reinvention could be during this quieter time of the year. Hopefully, you're all getting ready to celebrate the holidays with friends, loved ones, yourself, in a moment of just taking a step back and reflecting on all that has gone on in the last year, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the fun. And I want to just provoke some thought and give you a chance to reflect on where you are and what you're looking for. I typically have guests on my show, but I have chosen to not have a guest on the show for this particular episode as we go into the holiday season. Today, I'm going to share with you a little reading from my book. It's an introduction for my book, Reinvent Your Life, What Are You Waiting For? And a couple of power tools that are just going to set you on your path that hopefully during this holiday season, when things quieten and down just a little bit, we'll have a little time for contemplation of your reinvention. I was sitting in the audience of my oldest son's high school graduation when it hit me. This was it. This was the moment at our graduation, the very last moment that I can remember, when all of my friends agreed on one simple fact: the world was ours to conquer. We were free. We were hell-bent on changing everyone and everything. We had a great sense of adventure and were ready to leave the nest and fly. We knew we could do it. No doubts, no stress, no worry. Just excitement and anticipation for all that lay ahead of us. Then what? Fast forward 20 plus years, and many of my friends, men and women alike, were singing a different tune. Most had done well on their chosen career paths. They had money, they had families, nice cars and homes. They were, quote, successful by any typical definition. But that twinkle, that spark within many of them, it was gone. The trend was so widespread in my personal and professional circles that I set about trying to understand it. Why were so many smart, healthy, successful people so unhappy? Why were so many of my friends out of tune with life? As the owner of a successful brand and marketing agency, I help people reinvent their companies, their brands, and in many cases, their personal goals and visions for their lives all of the time. Markets change, consumers move in different directions, technology evolves, companies need to reinvent themselves if they want to thrive. They have to maintain a competitive edge by being informed and constantly evolving. The cycle of business got me thinking, maybe as humans we need to reinvent our lives as well. Reinvention enables us to thrive and maximize our journey on this earth. When we truly understand reinvention, we allow ourselves to constantly grow and evolve. I'm not talking about branding or self-promotion. I'm talking about looking at ourselves honestly and asking, could my life be better than it is at this moment? Could I be happier, more fulfilled, have more fun, reach my dreams, and live up to my greatest potential? Right here, right now? And if the answer is yes, we need to rethink our strategy. We need to be willing to reinvent our lives. So ask yourself the question, how did I get here? I hear this question a lot from friends and colleagues, whether we're sitting in a meeting in their corner office or grabbing drinks in any spot around the world. How did I get to this place where my job runs my life? When did my spouse become like a stranger to me? How do I no longer have time for running or yoga or guitar, you name it. And yet I devote countless hours to strangers, to devices, to a career that doesn't inspire me anymore? On the surface, the answer seems simple. As we get older, our priorities shift. We commit to our jobs and careers. We focus on taking care of our partners, children, and loved ones. We stop doing the things that make us happy and default to merely doing, like bills and work and carpool. We think that growing up means letting go of our dreams and focusing on our increasing responsibilities rather than our own happiness. We ask, how did I get here? With a tinge of shame. It feels like a dirty secret to admit we're unhappy, so we accept the stress, anxiety, and depression as unavoidable consequences of adulthood. We turn to bad habits, drinking, overeating, cheating, and overspending to make ourselves feel better. We'd rather waste our lives than admit we want to change them. For me, the question, how did I get here, is one of the most exciting, inspiring questions I can imagine someone asking me. It means someone is finally ready. Ready to take the first step in rediscovering that excitement, fulfillment, joy that they felt on the day of their high school graduation. It means they're ready for reinvention. So I share that introduction with you from the book, and I'm going to take you through a couple of power tools that are in the book. There's 36 of them. I'm sorry, 26 of them. There are 30 interviews, but 26 power tools. And this one is just the first one. It's very basic. It's very simple, as are most of these power tools. The difference is whether or not you are going to actually do them or just read them and go, yeah, great idea. I'll think about that. Well, this is pen to paper time. So first things first, take out a notebook. Sit quietly with these questions and a notebook and a pen. These two simple tools are critical necessity to mapping out your journey on paper. It's a proven fact that the act of writing, pen to paper, helps you clarify your thoughts, remember things better, and reach goals more surely. Writing by hand provides a complex cognitive process involving neurosensory experiences and fine motor skills. It is linked to improved creativity and critical thinking. This leads to problem solving by encouraging unstructured thinking and activating the creative side of your brain. So have at it, old school style, and let that creativity and free form thinking flow. And ask yourself, are you happy? If not, when was the last time you felt truly happy at work, in your relationship, as a parent, with yourself? Just think of those questions. What do you most look forward to when you wake up every morning? Is it a place, a person, an activity, an experience? And do you make time for it every single day? What can you do or add or explore in your life to stir your soul and put a skip in your step? How will your journey look? What obstacles do you need to clear out of the way, short and long term, big and small? Who and or what do you need to surround yourself with to accomplish these goals? That was power tool number one. Now, when we get to power tool number two, make some lists. Again, very simple, pen to paper, but get to it. Make a list of 10 things that put a smile on your face or nurtured your soul in the last few weeks. Notice where they occurred, who you were with, and why they made you feel good. You'd be surprised at how much you take for granted. Now, make a list of 10 things that you want to do in the next few weeks that will realistically fit into your life routine. Give yourself something to smile about. Your happiness is the destination, so go for it. Now, these questions are very basic, but can you imagine if you had a moment in time to really crystallize some of your thinking? You deserve to do this. You deserve to truly honor yourself and ask yourself these questions, and more importantly, answer them. One more power tool I'm going to share with you today is power tool number four. What do you want to be when you grow up? This is part of chapter three, one of my favorites in my book, which is called Hello, Are You Still In There? And this chapter really just sort of makes you stop and reflect on where you've been, who you are and what you used to dream of and all the things that have fallen by the wayside. So tune into chapter three, power tool number four. What were you doing when you were 5 years old? Maybe 12, perhaps 17. What did you dream about doing? Did you want to be a rock star, an artist, a fireman, a dancer? Close your eyes and think of what you used to imagine your life would be like one day. Give yourself permission to dream as you did when you were a child. Some of these questions are, what did you want to be when you grew up? What activities do you spend hours and hours doing? Where did your imagination take you? When did you drift away from those dreams and why? Was it because you lacked the skill or the confidence to pursue them? Or did you simply lose interest in singing and dancing and flying to the moon and driving race cars or being an inventor? Have you tried picking these dreams up at any point in your life again? Where is the butcher, the baker, or the candlestick maker of your youth? When did you stop driving the train and become a passenger? What do you want to be? 1, 5, 12, or 17 years from today? Where do you want to be and why? So take a moment and reflect on those questions. And again, pen to paper, jot down some answers and start to get a picture of who you really are. And on a closing note, I'm going to share with you one of my absolute favorite quotes of all time from John Lennon. When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down, happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment. I told them they didn't understand life. And on that note, my friends, I wish you a beautiful holiday season. Happy reinventing. Dare greatly. Enjoy life. Get out of your comfort zone just a little bit, enough to recognize what's possible. And happy holidays. Thanks for being with me. And feel free to tune into the Reinvention Exchange for all kinds of wonderful virtual chats and podcasts and interviews that we've done all year long. I am so proud of the work that I've been able to do, that my team has been able to do in bringing you all of this incredible content. So whether it's my book, the podcast, the virtual chat, if you need a dose of motivation, business therapy, personal branding, inspiration, I hope you will tune in, sign up for the newsletter, and just get out there and make your life all that you can make it. Happy holidays. Thanks for listening to The Power of Reinvention. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and review the show. Wouldn't mind a 5-star review. It would be greatly appreciated. Also, be sure to visit thereinventionexchange.com to share your reinvention stories, suggest a guest, join the newsletter mailing list, get access to my book, which is called Reinvent Your Life, What Are You Waiting For?, and discover fantastic bonus content with my blogs, and listen in to the Reinvention Virtual Chat series. Don't forget to join me next week for another episode. Please share with a friend, and thank you for listening. Happy reinventing.